there was an economic benefit in organic chemistry. And the dye business just flourished tremendously after that, but not in England. Perkin did this. It actually went into Germany. The big dye companies were really the basis of...
Radio New Zealand International is now closing on this frequency. Please retune to 6095 kilohertz in the 49 meter band. Once again, retune to 6095 kilohertz in the 49 meter band. This is New Zealand.
New Zealand News at 7.
Good evening. I'm Phil O'Brien.
The police say they're shocked that some people caught in a drink drive blitz overnight were more than three times
out of bounds.
More than 200 people are facing prosecution after the nationwide blitz in which more than 26,000 drivers were breath tested. The police charged 236 drivers. People in the tornado hit town at Ōtura have been banding together to cope with the aftermath of Thursday night's twisted. Civil defense says friends, neighbors, and relatives have looked after each other so well that up to 200 free beds offered to, none of the up to 200 free beds offered to homeless residents have been used. About 150 people have sued our power this evening. The operation to remove armed Islamists barricaded in a mosque in Pakistan has been stepped up. The police have seized control of a seminary in Islamabad, which is also run by clerics from the Red Mosque, arresting dozens of students. Australia's Attorney General Philip Ruddock says people should not presume the Indian-born doctor who's being held to question about the attempted British terror attack is guilty. Mohammed Hanif has been detained in Queensland since Monday. Mr. Ruddock says when anybody is subject to questioning, it might be because they're a potential witness. Police have named the teenager who died when the car he was in crashed into a river south of Nelson. 18-year-old Nicholas Smith died when the car went into the Waihi River near Brightwater just before 11 o'clock last night. The 16-year-old Jason car escaped with minor injuries. Police are still trying to determine the cause of the crash. The bookies are heavily favouring Venus Williams to capture her fourth Wimbledon tennis title, but her surprise opponent says she's got nothing to lose. The 18-seeded Frenchwoman Marilyn Bartoli has reached her first Grand Slam final and says she'll just do her best in the match against the former three-time champion. And that's the news.
Awards and festivals play a big part in for tonight's Sunday. First up, highlights from this year's Melbourne Writers Festival, starting with Bad Dad and Meltdown, in which three very different authors provide their own perspectives on growing up with difficult fathers. Morality in the 21st Century is the topic of spiritual outlook, followed by Tony Carr, featuring the Curry Many Music Awards. One of writers, Chris Baker, has had an interesting career as a case manager of support services for people with disabilities. Tune in Sunday from 4 to 8 with me, Katrina Duncan, on Radio New Zealand.
Now the short forecast from Nick Davis to midnight Sunday. For Northland, showers spreading north tonight. The showers turning to rain north of Kaitaia tomorrow, but becoming isolated and light elsewhere. For Auckland, the Coromandel Peninsula and Waikato, scattered showers gradually clearing from most parts today, but persisting about northern Coromandel Peninsula and north of Orewa through tomorrow.
He's been to Wairarapa, including Wellington.
Showers becoming confined to eastern coast today, then clearing to fine weather from the south tomorrow. The remainder of the North Island, that's western and central North Island areas from Waitomo and the Bay of Tauranga to the Kapiti Coast. Also for all the South Island except Southland, mostly fine with frost, severe in the South Island. Showers about Banks Peninsula clearing this afternoon. The Southland, fine and frosty till tomorrow morning, then cloud increasing and scattered rain developing in the afternoon. The Chatham Islands, occasional showers. Even weather again at 8.
Yes, we did, and yes, we do.
Hello, Peter Fry here again, tonight with Nick Cave, and it's our pleasure over the next 4 hours or so to bring you another nostalgia-packed selection of favorites, old and not so old, either just for you or for somebody special, maybe on a special day. But a memento from the Mills Brothers, Bob Ryan, and then we have Be My Life's Companion, I think it is, yes, Shortening Bread, Paul Robeson, Richard Tauber with Waltz of My Heart, Caught in the Kitchen, Andy Stewart, Campbell Nickel, remember him from the old Mount Everdale? I'll Walk Beside You, he's a real gone guy, Nelly Larcher, Tongue Twisters from Danny Kaye, Hayley Westenra with Paul Kalliana, Tuxedo Junction, Bill Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, John Grinnell's Been Everywhere, and we have Eric Sykes and Hattie Jacks, a little comedy skit. Through the Years with Sarah Ball, The Sleepy Hums of England, Noel Card, Sweet Georgia Brown, Stefan Grappelli, and Yehudi Benuin, bringing the first hour to an end. And the second hour starts with the whimsy. Can I get to know you better from the Turtles? Nessun Dorma, again from Kenneth McKellar. A song of patriotic prejudice, Fathers and Son. The Sabre Dance, you know, the one by Chachaturian and Hook It in Your Pocket, Armenian Philharmonic. Be Still My Soul from the Epsom Girls Grammar School Choir. Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart, John Pitney. Battle Hymn of the Republic, Northern Tabernacle Choir. The Ed Marketing Board Tango, one Benny Hill there. Empty Chairs and Empty Tables, Dave Willetts. The Last Time I Saw Paris, Kate Smith. I Just Called to Say I Love You, Stevie Wonder. And then if I can fit it in before 8, This Is Delightful. From Feet and Heart, James Galway and Maison Robles. In the third hour, we've got some more Flotsam and Jepsam for you. It's called A Musical Confession. A Lady in Red, the original Lady in Red, Xavier Cugat, Blue Tail Shy with Burl Ives. She's got it on the 78. The Denver Dance Band, ICIC, and her sisters, and Carmen Miranda with Eric Shane Orchestra, and the Poinciana, or Song of the Tree, Orchestra. Then another 78, The Green Eyed Dragons from John Charles Thomas, The Blood Donor, Tony Hancock and Company, take us through to 10 o'clock. And again, if we can fit it in, we've got a Winnie Up Your Dill Pickle from the other piano. After 8 then in the Wednesday, Alison has an excursion or two, and another one for one. And after Rogers, it's Phil tonight, isn't it? Extended news at 10 in deep purple mode, Memories of the Fancy Operator, The Land of Smiles, with Charles Craig, Elizabeth Fretwell, and June Bronhill. And take it from here, Father Glum meets F. The Shepherd's Magical, and from the Opera Archive this week, Golden Age Italian, Donatone Riccardo, Stracciari, and a queen of our modern operas, Marilyn Horne. So to another dog-eared page in our tatty anniversary book. It tells me that among today's birthdays, in the great wide world of the arts and entertainment, are in 1860, Austrian composer and conductor Gustav Mahler. In 1911, Giancarlo Menotti wrote Mal and the Night Visitors. And in 1919, English comedy actor John Pertwee. A postman, does it matter what you do as long as you tear him up? From Itmar, I think. The petty officer of the Navy Lark, Dr. Who, and many other characters. Comedy writer and Monty Python Bill Oddie is 66 today. Happy birthday, Bill. And one-time Beatle Ringo Starr, 67, and to you too. Back to films for a moment. George Kukor,
I think that's how he pronounced it in Norwood. The man who was intellectual power of wind
had a birthday today in 1899. A refugee from Europe whose English was fractured,
not to say the least colourful,
Kukor had an ego that was easily pricked and a short fuse to match. And as David Niven tells it, George arrived on the set one morning to find a gaggle of actors having a quiet giggle.
I know, he ranted.
You think I know nothing.
I tell you, I know all.
Among the departures on the 7th of July were in 1816, Irish playwright Richard Brinsley Sheridan, of School for Scandal fame, and in 1930, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, creator of Sherlock Holmes, and in 1984, a great lady of the English stage, Dame Flora Robson. And it was 40 years ago today that the Queen, using Sir Francis Drake's sword, righted round-the-world solo yachtsman Francis Chichester. We've seen his boat, Gypsy Moth 4, in New Zealand, and in fact, recently it was on display at Greenwich in London, alongside the beautiful but ill-fated tea clipper, Cathy Sark. Chichester, also something of an aviator, once owned several parcels of land in New Zealand, notably in the Silverstream Pinehaven area of Upper Hutt, where a few of the pine trees he planted still stand today. But, by the by, 25 years ago today, a cheeky beggar called Michael Fagan managed to insinuate himself into Buckingham Palace, found his way to the Queen's bedroom, sat on her bed, and asked the lady for a cigarette. In a tight-lipped statement, the palace spokesman admitted that the incident had shown a serious flaw in palace security. He did not say if Her Majesty obliged Mr. Fagan for the light.
I'm a regular man. I'm a regular man. when it rhymes. I'm going along without it. It's not a guy to do what I've had any friend. All that I have is my own.
Smoke rings, thrown out by the fire, woken up with a start, and you dropped your fag in the chair, or you dropped your pipe in the room. Frightfully un-PC, and not fair, says Nick. He only put out his last thingy last week. Poor chap. Pipe and cigarette, that was clean. Perhaps a tenuous connection with the cheeky chappy who asked the Queen for a light, but a chance to enjoy the whimsical humour of Fox and Jack, alias Malcolm McCashan, and DC Hilliam. And if they're your cup of tea, you stay listening after nine. Say anyway. Thank you for that, Amelia, and Nick, I'll keep that discount for later. Well then, the request ledger. Yes, I suppose we've got to play a few. And first up, as I said, the Mills Brothers. For somebody who's having quite a battle with his health right now, but gets great pleasure from his music and has been tuning our way for ages. Bob Ryan, greetings to you. Ben says, anything by the Mills Brothers will be great, but especially this.
No silver threads among the gold. No silver threads among the gold. What no silver threads for selection in sin. What no silver threads among the gold. Be my life companion.
Wish, Bob Ryan, voiced by them in 1951, and keep on keeping on, Bob. Thank you for the thoughts, Bev, and ours to you. Some time back, I remember playing Paul Robeson singing one of the longest songs he ever recorded, the thought-provoking Song for Americans, but here for you, Lorraine Rogers, is one of his shortest.
Man is trying to be committed to bed. He's trying to do
In 1933, with the Ray Noble Orchestra, with good wishes to Mrs. Lorraine Rogers of the Northern Type Rest Home in Upper Hutt.
And did you get the reference to Skillet?
I thought a Skillet was invented in this part of the world. Never mind. They've been around a long time. Another great voice from the past that we still enjoy often on Saturday nights is the tenor of Richard Talbot. He sings tonight for 86-year-old Larry Yeo. Hi there, Laurie. Lynn and Jim say you need cheering up on the winter's night and cry happy. And this is how we're going to do it. Years, Waltz of My Heart. Richard Talbot recorded that in 1939. I hope you like my choice, Sorio, and that it took the edge off. That must be a pretty frigid night in dear old Ty Happy. It came with love from Lynn and Jim in Hamilton. Now, it's something over 30 years ago. The Fry family had some memorable times in Ty Happy during the May and August school holidays. And
my memories of icy nights
lambing on the Gibbs farm at Valley Road will stay with me forever.
Squelching around the hummocks on horseback with
Marsha inside my park and outside was a sort of masochistic kind of fun. If you're listening tonight, Eric and Dorothy, have one with me. Well, it is 23 past 7 now, and Dave Tarrant of Burnside Christchurch, how the heck are you tonight? Not yet in the land of Nod, I hope,
because we found someone caught in the kitchen.
Come sing to the Baron Boy and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love with the devil's own invention. Once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, it's Henrietta Bell out of Captain Carey's kitchen. I'm doing a lie, a toodle-doodle laddie, a toodle-doodle laddie, a toodle-doodle laddie. Tonight he was fantasy to a gross, not far from Stephen Green, where Miss Henry used to go far. For a matter of a sublime, she set me hard at twitching. She invited me to a hole in the kitchen. Come to a load of lies, come to a load of lies, come to a load of lies, come to a load of lies. Next Sunday being the day, we were to have the party. I dressed myself right gay, and I oiled up his me hair up. Captain wasn't home. I know he had gone fishing, so he kicked the fire. I hit down the low hole in the kitchen. Come to the little lie. I'm to the little lie. I'm to the little lie. I'm to the little lie. With her arms around my waist, she's lady entered marriage. To the door and little haze came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes sent filled with hate. Her eyes she was smitten. And the captain at the door there, breaking through the kitchen door. When the captain came downstairs, oh, he saw me situation. In spite of army prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me, they take no air. When I get home, I was itching. I had to tell the tale of how I came into a kitchen. I'm a toodle lie. I'm a toodle lie. She gave a flat denial. Assaulted and indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I'd drop the house in spite of all her skin churn. And I got 6 months hard for me courting in that year.
The kitchen. There you are, Dave. Not exactly up to O.M. Brannigan standards, but Scotland's own Andy Stewart with the number you asked for a while ago. I hope life and winter are being kind to you. There's a note here from John Prescott in Copra, Hawke's Bay, asks, will you please play for Margaret and Ray about my heart? I'll walk beside you.